You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Oh, morning, everyone. Morning, Ari. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Oh, isn't it what?
Let's go. I'm rejuvenated from my exhausting weekend.
That's good.
Yes.
Rejuvenated's good.
Yes.
So what was the highlight of it? It sounds busy.
Do you want to know the real highlight?
It's not
the Newcastle show.
Well, what was it?
It was good. It was MJ the Musical. You can't beat that.
You enjoyed it?
15,000 out of 10.
Wow, that's a good rating.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about it later on the show around 8 o'clock if you want to stick around.
Stay in your car.
Oh, my God. Or just come back. I don't care, but you're going to want to hear my my assessment of it.
I look forward to it because you've been looking forward to this for a while.
I look forward to every single musical that I go to, but this tops the charts and topped it more so than West Side Story.
Really?
And West Side Story is unmatched. You can't get better than West Side Story.
Well, obviously, I think that
they've done it. They have done it.
That is impressive. Yeah. All right. Well, it seems like if you've been thinking, geez, I want to see a West Side Story style musical, MJ the Musical might be the one to go and see.
Oh, God.
If that isn't niche advice, I don't know what is.
Well, let me just say this, just yes. To wrap that little corner off.
Sure.
I've never seen a full standing ovation in the theatre before, and I saw it yesterday.
That is cool.
Mm. How was your weekend? Enough about me.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, good.
Caught up with some friends and, did social stuff, went out for coffee and all the nice stuff. It was lovely.
Sounds great.
Certainly was. Let's crack into it. It's going to be a great week ahead. I think we're both excited about it. Let's start the show here at New FM.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So, yesterday, had a lovely breakfast at Equium Social.
Now, I haven't been there for a while. How's it going?
Oh, my God, what a treat.
Yeah? Still good?
It's delicious food. It's such a good, atmosphere. Now, I thought when I drove past Sunny and Betty, the new one that Cake Boy opens.
It's tempting, but it's so busy.
It's packed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe they would have taken some of the business away from Equium.
Oh,
might be easier to get a table.
Was it?
Absolutely wrong.
Oh.
As busy as ever.
Why are all those cafes around there so packed? We need at least another one.
Well, it's a good question because we sort of got to chatting about that as we were having our little food and stuff. And I was like, actually, for a sit-down premium breakfast, it's only those two and Onyx in the area.
Well, that's true.
The rest are there's plenty of coffee shops just to grab a takeaway if you want a, ham and cheese croissant and a chai latte or whatever you take.
Something super simple, but not a nice kind of vibe.
That's right.
Place.
So, there probably is room for one more, or just let those three absolutely thrive because they'd be smashing it.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to take any business from them.
That's the free economy though, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Free choice.
Exactly. You can get out there and start your own if you think you can.
So what did you have for breakfast? I've got to know.
I got something called a Nordic plate.
Oh, what's that?
Which is like the really nice salmon, and then they had this, it's like a sort of a chopped egg in sauce kind of thing.
What?
Yeah, very nice. Not an egg salad, but like a sauce that would go with salmon, like a white sauce.
Yes, I do. Yep.
And then there was a dill salad. It was just... delicious. Oh, very light and very nice.
Right, something to get you back on the healthy train if you think about it, people.
Yeah.
Something I should probably do too.
You don't need to worry about anything. You're very healthy.
Thank you. I've heard that the chili scrambled eggs from Equium
is
like good. Some of the best.
Okay, yeah. There's one to try for next time.
Mm-hmm.
But what a treat it was. Just hanging out there Sunday morning.
Nothing else to do.
The place was absolutely buzzing.
Nice.
So, if you're in the area or not, you want to try something nice, it's recommended.
Great.
Hey, coming up next, speaking of local, we're going to dive deeper into the local news headlines with Jackie, with you first at 5 here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's first at 5.
All right. Good morning, Jackie. Good morning. First of all, how was your weekend?
It was great, enjoying the sun. Mm. And I'm moving out, so I was going to a few house inspections.
Yay! Woo! Life goal.
Yeah, that's very nice. So you've been living at home up till now.
Yes.
God bless you.
That's hard.
Very lucky.
Well, it is very lucky.
Yeah.
But also, you know, the excitement of moving to your first place is pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And with a couple of friends as well, like, there's a few worries, but it's so exciting.
Mm. Yeah, that is cool.
Make sure you establish those washing boundaries and pantry boundaries first week.
Early on, all of that, a bit of a maintenance schedule and stuff. Who's doing the lawns? Did you have any, like, places you're like, oh, yeah, I hope we get that one?
There's one so far. Actually, there's a few. I have a few favourites, but out of the ones I've inspected, there's one, I believe, in Wallsend.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It looks, it sort of suited your style kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, the first one we went to, it was sort of like, oh my goodness, is this all we can afford?
Oh,
like,
I see.
And then we went to the next one and it looked amazing in comparison. I was so, like, hallelujah.
There's still hope. Yeah, there's still hope, right?
Mm. Yeah, there's still hope.
Okay, now let's jump into the news, shall we?
Yeah, apparently, Jackie, there's been some cannabis found.
There has. There's been actually 66 cannabis plants found in Lake Haven, allegedly, at the weekend. So police seized the 66 mature cannabis plants with a street value of $333,000.
Damn.
And they'll further allege that 30 kilograms of cannabis leaf were found on the property as well, and a 35-year-old woman was arrested. She remains behind bars and will face court again on Tuesday.
Oh, she was just having a little side hustle. She gets busted for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's apparently what's going on. all right. Now, of course, we've got to switch to sport. The Gillaroos. Tell us about what's happening there.
Yeah. So they've done an amazing job on the weekend and they're playing in Vegas at the moment. The Gillaroos versus England. Oh, and they have secured a whopping score of 90-4 win.
Against England?
Against England.
So that's, damn.
And we have our very own Novacastrians from the Knights playing in the squad as well. Olivia Higgins and Yasmin Clydesdale playing for Australia. And then Georgia Roche playing for England.
Oh.
Right. So she's got that gig.
Yeah.
England?
I don't know. Is she from England?
Yeah, she's from England. That's they brought her over. And this was a historic match as well, because this is the first women's game of any sport to ever be played at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, do you think there's going to be more of these games going forward, like demonstrations once a year, or what's the situation, do you think?
I hope so. I reckon there will be after. This was a spectacular display, like huge, great play from Australia as well. So I reckon they will.
Also, just side note, just the discussion between us three.
Mm.
After you're playing at that stadium, right, you're over there with your teammates and whatever, do you reckon you get a bit of downtime afterwards to go to the casino,
absolutely,
have like a burger or some like oysters or something and go for a cheeky punt in the casino?
Surely.
I reckon. Or go out on like the strip and like look at all like the performers walking around and whatever, all the pretty lights. Oh, take me to Vegas.
I think Ari wants to go to Vegas.
Yeah,
I have a feeling.
Give me a holiday. I don't know. Also, she doesn't seem too keen.
And also, Be a bit ambitious. Like, surely you can have more than a burger and look at the lights. Like, there's quite a bit to do in Vegas, I've heard.
Watch a couple of shows. Happy days.
Yeah, the shows will be good. There's so many good ones there. Thanks for that, Jackie. Of course, a full news update again at 6 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Coming up to 6 o'clock, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Do you remember back in school, Crevo, when there was always that one group or those random kids that used to vandalise things? Like, they'll start tagging a brick wall or one of the fences out the front or something like that, even desks?
Very much so.
Yeah, there's always a vandal in a school anywhere you go. Well, nothing takes the cake like this school in Germany, right? So an article has come out about this little vandalism stunt that hasn't really been covered up too well. So apparently the culprit hasn't been found, but over in this school, it seems to be a victim of a much weirder and bigger member-shaped problem. I'm talking about the male anatomy painted, spray-painted on the roof of a school in Germany.
So somebody has taken it upon themselves to... Is it quite large, would you say?
Reportedly a whopping 20-metre long...
That's not too big.
...member.
Oh, that's just, okay. Yeah, fairly big. 20 meters.
20 meters.
Spray painted on the school. Is it on? Where is
it? Huge. This is over at the Waldorf school.
No. What? Where in the like? Where is it painted on?
Oh, the roof.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was, said that. Yeah, so it's a flat roof on top. So someone's got up there and just started going, whoop, this'll be funny. It was so big, right, and so noticeable because it's with white paint on like a dark roof that you could see it on Google Maps.
Now, have you had a look and is it still there?
I haven't, but I can have a look now.
Yeah, of course you should. So while you're doing that, here's a little anecdote for you. High school I went to, spent years working on building this like new sports, indoor sports, like center sort of thing.
Yeah.
Spent ages and ages, basketball and whatnot they wanted to put in there. Anyway, okay. The bloke who was in charge of the school, the headmaster for most of the time they were trying to build it, was a bloke called Richard.
Richard.
Now,
just casually.
Yeah. So I can't remember his last name, but anyway, the Richard something. Anyway, the building got named after him, the Richard something or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, like week one, somebody drew a massive Richard.
A Richard.
Along the hallway, right along the hallway, week one. And it's like it's just before there was cameras everywhere.
Yep.
So there's no footage of who did it. Nobody knows who did it to this day. All the way along the hallway, about a meter tall.
Right.
Now, you've done your Google Maps investigation. Has it been removed?
I'm trying to look. It's not working.
You can't find it. Okay.
It's too hard.
So it may still be there to this day. I guess we'll never know.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live. All local. 100% Newcastle.
All right, Ari, do you know in maths who Adrian is?
I do. He's the one that I really don't like. He's honestly so self-centered, but yeah.
How about this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you know what Cameo is?
Cameo.
Cameo is this service. It's like a website. Say you're a celebrity, for example, Ari from the Novos.
Sure.
Right? You could put up your services on there. Say, Ari wishes someone a happy birthday. $50, right? So for $50, you send a little video of yourself saying, hey, Chris, wishing you a happy birthday. Hope you and your family have a lovely day or something.
Yeah,
you get $50, you send a personalized video.
Great.
So Adrian is on Cameo.
Oh, shut up. Not really.
So here's
he's not famous. He's just a butthead. Sorry. Continue. Here you go.
It's exactly what I was hoping for. So you can do, you can ask him a question.
Oh, God.
You can receive a pep talk. Or
from Adrian, who talks like this. Blah, 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 blah.
Or you can get a happy birthday message.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Blah, blah, blah. That's what he'll say.
Guess how much blah, 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 costs.
Oh, so $100?
A 30-second happy birthday video.
$200.
$104.
Shut up. My money.
The good news, he's on sale at the moment.
Oh, he's on sale! Okay. Yeah.
So for $83.78.
Oh, what a saint.
So, if you're wanting a discount birthday message from Adrian, blah, 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 this is your chance. Jump on Cameo now.
Oh, can we just jump on, give him the discounted price because he's not well-liked at the moment. That's why he's discounted it back. And just be like, hey, can you actually tell us why you are such a narcissist and why you are such a weirdo and no personality?
For $83, I reckon he'll do it.
Your personality is your beard.
I think he'll do it. I think you're in with a good chance. I think he's the sort of bloke who'll do that for money.
Okay, righto. So well,
there you go. There's a little treat for you for your Monday.
Speaking of a better treat.
Sure.
Coming up next, mud cakes and hot cross buns. The crossover that we didn't know we needed.
Oh, they've had a baby. That's exciting. New FM. 6:16, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Coming up next, apparently there's people lining up for Billie Eilish tickets for money.
Ooh, I'm making some cash from standing in line. I don't mind the idea.
Paying for a stand-in. Right now, though, a bit of a sweet treat for the ears, but also for your imagination, right?
Okay.
Now, everyone across Newcastle and the region, we love a mud cake.
Well, most people
most
do.
Most people. Sometimes when you're going and doing a grocery shop and you walk past the bakeries or something, you look at those mud cakes and you just go, oh, I could have a cheeky mud cake on a Saturday.
Yeah, the Woolies one's the best, right?
I like the Coles ones just as much.
Okay.
So they're both the same in my eyes. Okay. Right. Anyway. No, that's controversial. Doesn't matter. Well, apparently Woolworths are now releasing a different style of mud cake ready in time for Easter. It's a hot cross bun mud cake. Hot cross mud cake.
Is it just a mud cake with a cross on it? Because that feels the same.
Well, with a cross on it. Well, the new mud cake flavour is set to hit our shelves in the coming weeks. And basically, you'll be able to get your flavours of a hot cross bun in like kind of the texture and the style of a mud cake.
This is...
Just $7.
That's extraordinary, actually.
Yes.
On reflection, I think it's a must try.
Yeah, like the hot cross bun flavour, I'm reading it here, combines the warmth and the spice of an Easter classic, the traditional hot cross bun, so that's up your alley, Crevo.
Yeah.
And the iconic caramel mud cake base we know our customers love, the manager says.
This is what I'm trying to get my head around. And maybe you, from having thoroughly researched this, can help. Does it feel more like a hot cross bun with icing, like a chocolate icing?
There is a style of icing, yes.
Or does it feel like a mud cake with a hot cross bun on top?
No, I would say it
What's it more based on, do you reckon?
I think it's a good blend, but I think it's more so the cake.
It's more cake, okay.
I think it's more cake.
Yeah.
With a drizzle of, like, it looks like a caramelly type style of flavour on top, and then, like, the white icing, like, drizzled over it. But if you don't like dried fruit, for example, sultanas and all that, you're not going to like this because it's filled with sultanas.
Yeah, more towards your traditional style. All right.
Yeah.
Well, is it available now or is it coming soon situation?
Yet. It should be in the coming weeks.
Oh, we'll keep you up to date on that, like all the important things. 6:27, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Some genius people live among us in this state, I swear to God. So at the moment could have been the chance to get rich simply by doing nothing but just standing and waiting in line.
All right? So what's this all about?
So people who were desperate to get Billie Eilish tickets down in Sydney have really made their own money for doing nothing, because when there's such an interest in big international artists that come to Australia, of course it's going to be tickets that sell out so quick, and it is really hard to get them.
Yeah.
So you can now hire people to go wait and stand in line for you to get those tickets while you go off and do your own regular errands or your job or whatever. So someone who's got spare time or time to waste, doesn't have a job, whatever, you could have been one of those people standing in line for $200 to get these tickets for...
How long do they have to stand in line to get $200?
Oh, like people were waiting hours. Hours.
Well, so...
Overnight, even.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes it can be quite a long time. I remember about 10 years ago, there was this... I watched this, like, mini doco on when the new iPhones came out. People were sitting in line.
Mm-hmm.
They were making... They would do, like, a 48-hour-plus wait.
Wow.
For the new iPhone or whatever, they're making $1,000 a week.
Damn,
just by waiting
nice.
In lines.
I would do that.
You would do that?
Absolutely. Well, multiple posts over the past couple of weeks were seen on the online marketplace called Airtasker. You've talked about this multiple times on the show, Crevo.
Yeah.
People trying to outsource the waiting time. Some posts have been offering people $65 for a 3.5-hour wait, while others are a little bit more interested in actually paying people for what they're worth.
Yeah, that doesn't seem enough.
Offering up to $200 for 10 to 12 hour waits.
It's pretty brutal. I've sat in a line for over 48 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
You never told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was this music shop down in Sydney that had this like crazy sale on equipment, right?
Ooh.
So there was this guitar I wanted. They had only one available. Was worth $4,000, and they were selling it for $50.
What?
$50.
Worth it.
So I went down, I spent, I think the sale opened Saturday at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I got there Wednesday afternoon. So I was there Thursday, Friday, all of Thursday, all of Friday, and then Saturday morning picked
it
up.
That's unbelievable. Did you take a tent?
Didn't take a tent, just had a chair. Luckily, it didn't rain.
Oh my God. God, man.
I was first in line. Got it.
That is ridiculous. You would want a full-on setup of, like, TV, AirPods.
Didn't have any of that. Oh. Had none of that. It was pre-AirPods. Oh, yeah. It was pretty rough, to be
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I was saddened by a bit of news that I received last week, Revo. That's all about technology.
What's going on?
So, because my boyfriend is a bit of a, not a tech genius, but he works with phones a lot. So he's smarter than I am.
Tech genius?
Well, no, he's all right with the phones. He's all good. Anyway, so he knows more than what I do. So he's warned me, or kind of let me know about something that I'll have to do at the end of the year. So, because I have an iPhone 11, he was telling me last week that apparently the 11s will stop updating, like the iOS updates will stop coming in for them. They'll, I guess, stop being able to update, let's just say that, at the end of this year.
So that means what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to have to get a new phone, I think, because if the phones don't update, then, you know, there's all sorts of issues that can happen. So yeah.
Are you going to sell your phone? Are you going to just get rid of it? Are you going to buy a new one straight away?
I don't think I can sell it. The only thing it'd be good for is like playing a couple of games on it, and that's about it.
Yeah, okay.
So it eventually dies. But I did find out that iPhone models usually last for 6 years with like support updates and things like that.
So here's what you'll do with it. Like everyone else, just put it in the drawer.
Yep, collecting dust.
And let it collect dust.
Until the end of the millennia.
That's it.
That's dramatic, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's good to know that.
Yeah, he's a genius.
He can. So we know that he's got all the answers when it comes to technology.
Well, he's actually quite solemn about it. He goes, "I'm so sorry to say this, babe."
Is he trying to sell you an upgrade? Because doesn't he get commissions and stuff?
Well, technically, I'm not allowed to buy from him. That's the rule.
Technically. But
I can go under an alias.
What's it going to be?
Michelle Higginbottom. Hello.
Tell us a bit more about Michelle. What does she do?
Michelle Higginbottom.
Yeah.
She is from the UK. She regularly used to feature on Gogglebox UK.
Oh, really?
She's quite old-fashioned, but she doesn't like the Samsungs, but she hates upgrading her iPhone. So just give her something easy to use, but it's Apple product.
What's so interesting about this, right? Your alias could have gone so well.
What do you mean?
Suddenly you went for such a checkable fact that you used to be on Gogglebox. You can just Google that. Oh, Michelle Higginbottom's not on Gogglebox.
Auditioned for Gogglebox.
It's gone from a regular to auditioned for very quickly, hasn't it?
I've come over to the Newcastle Callaghan campus to study.
to study
environmentalisation.
Also, have a real subject is another tip. What's environmentalisation?
I don't know. I can't have fun with this. It's going to be funny.
You need some improv lessons, I reckon, before you go in with the Michelle character.
Maybe I should get a wig.
I think you definitely should. Hey, coming up next, your first chance to win for the day. We've got tickets to Jean Kitson as part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival.
Oh, gosh,
everyone
good.
Is wanting these tickets, so if you want to get your hands on them, stay tuned, because coming up next, we want to know, have you been in a battle with / fight with an animal?
No, this is good.
It certainly is. New FM. Dance all night. Overcast today, tops of 26. It's the Novos here at New FM. How about this for a story? So there's this amazing footage, because there's so many like ring cameras and stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Of this kid on a front porch, mm-hmm. and he's attacked by this raccoon. Of course, American story, right?
Yeah,
raccoons, they're the ones that look like bandits. So
yeah.
They have the little black stripe over their eyes. It looks like something that a naughty robber has taken in a movie in the 1930s.
Yeah, are they like type of scavengers?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They normally get into like bins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They can also get rabies, which makes them a bit crazy, which I think is what's happened here. Anyway, this kid has it. Basically, it's attached to its leg. He's trying to shake it off. The mum comes out of the house and grabs it by the scruff of the neck and basically yeets it over the lawn, quickly shuts the door.
That's crazy. Good thinking, my mum.
Well, absolutely. She's saved this kid from, you know, attack, ongoing attack.
Sounds like no fear. Because raccoons are not small animals, really. No, they're pretty big.
They come up to your knee, really. Yeah. So they're big and they can be fat from all of the trimmings of the, you know, rubbish bins around the area.
Yeah.
And it got us thinking about when you've ever had to fight off an animal. So, I have a mate, and I probably told this story on the show before years ago.
Yep.
We were snorkeling together, and he just got one of these, like, underwater cameras, like a GoPro or something. Yeah. Very excited about it, right? Mm. He was thrilled about the whole situation. Anyway, we spot this eel, like a saltwater eel, ooh, down in amongst a little, like, cave bit, and we're like, oh, cool, eel.
That's scary.
I was like, look at that, that's an eel. And he's like, he got very excited. He's like, I'm going to get some amazing photos of this eel. Oh, it's going to be okay. So good. He starts, like, diving down.
Oh, no.
Getting
no,
close. And the eel, like, gives him a little waggle, first of all. And I was like, stay away from the eel, man. They can be pretty vicious. It was pretty thick, probably as fat as your, you know, your arm.
Ooh.
He's like, no, I'm going to get some good photos. Swims down again, and suddenly it just goes him. The eel just goes him.
Oh, my God.
He takes off, and I was, like, a little bit away at this point because I didn't want to bother said eel.
Yeah.
Starts chasing him. Anyway, it goes for him. Luckily, he was able to, like, he had flippers on, and he was able to kick it away.
Oh!
Because it went and bit his actual fin. When have you had to, like, fight off an animal or been attacked by an animal? These are the sorts of stories we're after here. We've got two tickets to Jean Kitson as part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival.
Mm.
She is an awesome comedian.
Oh, yeah.
And to go for free is great, right?
She's an amazing career in radio and television. She's written books. She's, like, one of our OG performers. She's
That's
fantastic.
That's right. If you can get the full rundown and all the details, newcastlefringe.com.au.
Yep.
Ari, have you ever been attacked by an animal?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times. One that comes to mind as well is my famous magpie story. I was living in Mudgee at the time, and there was this one magpie that sat on this corner, the most vicious animal I've ever encountered, running by, just minding my own business, came down, flew and started nipping at my ears and started, like, scratching me and stuff. So
It's the sort instinct. Of noise it'd make. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so I, like, raised my hand and I was flapping it away, like, kind of, like, trying to hit it. All that type of thing, just try and leave me alone.
Did you get any, I guess, damage done by said animal?
Or just a bit of blood?
Yeah, a little bit of blood.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's drawn blood. That's less than ideal.
Oh, yeah. Whoever draws first blood dies first.
4967-4105. Have you had to fight off an animal? It could be, you know, your spiders, snakes, birds, chickens.
Chickens!
Protective mother hens can be pretty vicious as well.
Oh, my God.
4967-4105. Have you had to fight off an animal? And you could get yourself two tickets to Jean Kitson as part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival.
Ooh.
It's better to go to this stuff for free if you can,
yep,
but you can buy your tickets as well. Newcastlefringe.com.au. All right. Have you been attacked by an animal? Have you had to fend one off? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Call now to win. 4967-4105. 6:56. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Have you ever had to fight off an animal is the question we ask here.
Mm-hmm.
After a raccoon grabs onto this kid's leg, will not let go. Luckily, the mum comes out and sees what's going on, just grabs it by the scruff of the neck and just yeets it across the yard, throws it across the yard, and luckily they're able to run inside the house and get away from this crazy animal.
What a story.
Certainly is. Sometimes animals can get a bit crazy, can attack, that
yes,
sort of thing. Let's go to Jolie in Thornton. Good morning. What's your fending off an animal story?
It was actually my mum. We had a miniature goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went away, and when we come back, she was dirty. She refused to be on animal duties again because every time she'd go to feed her, it would just ram her in the shins.
Oh, my God. You see, you hear miniature goat, you think cute, cuddly,
yeah,
that sort of stuff.
But she just didn't like her. So every time she'd go near it to try to feed her,
yeah,
ram her in the shins.
Oh, my God.
She was off goat duty.
You know what? I would want to be off goat duty as well.
At the same time, what if you were looking after that goat who kept ramming you, you would be like, nah, that's fine, you starve then.
Yeah, that's. I would have thought that, yep. But apparently not.
Oh, shame. Okay, so we did also get a message on our Instagram at @thenovos_ from Jasmine. She said that when she was little, she was helping her grandpa walk his boat out to the water at a caravan park. Through like a makeshift boat ramp and stuff. She had a crab grab hold of her toe. She was screaming and running up and down the little sandy area with the crab still attached to the toe. Everyone was laughing. She still can't stand, walk or swim in seaweed because that's where it latched onto her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Little crab just jumping onto your toe. Like, give me that. Don't worry, it's wet. Take it from me under the sea.
Is that the better version?
Get off!
Let go, Frasley. It's the Novos.
Name five. Ah, kicking off your Monday morning if you're just joining us with a game.
That's
the Novos,
right.
Name five.
Here
your
we
chance
go.
To win. Okay, basically how this works, if you haven't heard it, it's 10 seconds on the clock. We have a timer right here in the studio to time you. You have to name five things related to a category that we give you. It's different every single day, so you can't really cheat, but no. We don't make them too hard.
Yeah, that's mostly pretty easy. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Prizes today.
Yes.
It's double ups today, which is great.
Okay, hit us. What do you got?
First of all, you get yourself a family pass for mini golf at Rip at Broadmeadow.
Hell yeah.
Then you also get in the draw for two tickets to Gene Kitson, which is part of Newcastle's Fringe Festival. Ooh. You can get the rundown and all the details, newcastlefringe.com.au.
Comedy and a cheeky putt? Yes, please.
That's right. So, once again, family pass for mini golf at Rip at Broadmeadow.
Yep.
And this is that great new place. It's right near the futuristic KFC there.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the lovely bar in there as well.
And food.
Sim bays, everything there that
the
you want.
The driving range is also there.
That's right.
Yep.
The driving range is awesome. It's all modern, bang up to date.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go for free, this is your chance.
4967-4105. Cut your grass there, Crevo. Call up now.
That's it. 4967-4105. You get the mini golf plus the tickets in the draw for the tickets to Gene Kitson. So, shall we do a little example so we know how this game works?
Yeah, all right. I reckon.
Are you going to test me, I'm guessing?
I'm going to test you. Ready?
Sure.
Now, Crevo, 10 seconds on the clock. You have 10 seconds to name five meals from McDonald's. Go.
Big Mac meal.
Yep.
Chicken McChicken meal.
Chicken, yeah.
McOz.
Oh, yes.
Filet-O-Fish.
Yes.
Oh, I only got to four.
You could have got the nugget, the Happy Meal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Meals was difficult, but I'm sure you could do it. So, if you want to crack at this, 4967-4105.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Get pumped for a game on your Monday morning. This is the Novos Name 5. Another quick little recap for you. You've got 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name five things related to the category that we give you.
That's it. And up for grabs today. First of all, you're guaranteed a family pass to the mini golf at Rip at Broadmeadow, which is awesome. Plus, you're in the draw for a couple of tickets to Gene Kitson, part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival.
Oof.
Get the full rundown and all the details, newcastlefringe.com.au. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Charlestown this morning with Julie. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Great. How's Charlie this morning? Is it looking a bit overcast? What's going on?
A little bit gloomy.
That's all right.
That's okay. What'd you get up to on the weekend? Anything exciting?
I celebrated my daughter's birthday.
Well, how old's your daughter?
She just turned 10, so we just had some weather for that, thank God.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. What did you guys get up to? A party at home? Did you go out hit the clubs? What was the situation?
Not yet.
Right.
No, we just had a party at home with all the friends, so it was good.
Oh, nice.
This actually sounds lovely.
Yeah, so did you have the goodie bags?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this year I did have goodie bags.
So. Nice.
Ooh, you know, you got some good lollies in
home.
There.
Yeah, you punt them onto their parents. Here you go, here's this responsibility with all the sugar in them, right?
Your problem. All right.
Bit of a laugh for you. Just thinking about it at night with a glass of, glass of Savvy B.
Oh, God.
That's pretty much what happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, Julie. Okay, you know how this game works?
Yeah, yep.
Great. Okay, 5 things in 10 seconds. Let's go. You ready, Crevo, with your buzzer?
Sure am.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to name 5 animals that can fly. Go.
A bird. Eagle.
Oh, eagle's a bird.
Things that can fly. Christ, a pelican.
Oh, jeez. You know what?
Totally
stumped
down, so sorry.
All that's
right.
Okay.
That is okay. Look, you're still in the draw for tickets to Gene Kitson just for coming on the air, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
No worries. See, if you think you can, you know, beat the buzzer like that, same time, same place tomorrow.
And we've got a chance.
That's it. More tickets to give away. Make sure you play then. New FM. 7:23, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. For the past 5 years, Ari,
yes,
we've been a part of something very special, and that is collaborating with the Mind Matters Ball.
Yes.
Now, the Mind Matters Ball is very important because it supports mental health in our region.
Yes.
You know, markedly, Are You Okay, which is what it launched with, but then it's gone on to also support Lifeline in the region as well, which is, you know, Lifeline Hunter helps so many people in really hard times.
And I think from memory as well, the numbers of people like reaching out for help have gone up and up like year on year.
Definitely have. And which is a good thing in a way.
Because you're reaching out.
That's right. We want people, when they're having a hard time with their mental health, to talk to someone. Because often that is what can, first of all, make people feel better in the moment, but also saves lives. It absolutely saves lives when, if you're having a hard time, you reach out. It is the Mind Matters Ball is raising money for suicide prevention charities like Lifeline and Are You Okay? And obviously this year, it's the last one, actually.
Yes. So 5 years it's been going now.
That's right. Lachie McTackett, who is a friend of the show, has been spearheading this for the whole time.
What a great endeavor that is.
Yeah, and has raised a huge amount of money. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars over the time, and we're looking to make this one the biggest one yet.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
That's right. So we are, I guess, looking for more people to, in terms of like businesses, to get involved. They are currently looking for more stuff for the auction.
That's right.
Which is a big part of the success of the evening.
It is, actually.
So, yeah, if you're a business that has things you might be able to donate, services or whatever it is, or even cash that you want to, you know, inject for something else, then they'd love to hear from you. Jump online, search the Mind Matters Ball. There's on Facebook, there's contact, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and Instagram as well. Depends on what you use the most.
That's right.
Now, this Mind Matters Ball is on Saturday, the 12th of April, so just a little bit over a month away from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So it goes for a good time.
Yeah.
And we'll be there as well. We'll be dressing up, won't we, Creo?
Yeah, we'll be hosting. It is like a formal event, you know, black tie, that sort of thing.
Get your gowns on, girls.
Well, that's it. It's an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And we also have, they've released a few extra tickets. So there's some tickets still available if you're wanting to buy them. You can, you know, search it through Facebook, but basically it's through Sticky Tickets. If you search Mind Matters Ball 2025, it's at NEX at Newcastle West, and yeah, as you said, it's on the 12th of April. We also have 2 tickets available.
Yes, Lockie's given us some tickets to give away.
2 tickets available for free. It's a beautiful evening. As we said, black tie, very formal. And also, we'd like people that would come along and perhaps, you know, buy some stuff at auction or donate a bit further, that sort of thing.
Contribute. Now, those prizes are good, so you're not just throwing it away.
Oh, no, and there's also some really exciting stuff. Like, they have this balloon popping event.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so what happens is you can buy these, like, yellow cards that go into a balloon, and if you get certain ones, there's prizes, cash, all sorts of stuff that you can win. So it's a really fun way of raising money for a very, very worthy cause. So I'm going to throw the number out here, 4967-4105. There's 2 tickets available. If you'd like to come along, dress up, all that sort of stuff, and, you know, preferably, you know, buy some stuff at the auction or, you know, donate as well, we'd love to hear from you because we do have 2 tickets to give away for free. Or if you'd like to buy tickets, we'd love you to do that. Go to stickytickets.com.au, search for Mind Matters Ball 2025 and grab some of the last tickets of this second release that are available. It's drinks, it's dinner, it's the whole box and dice, and it is a really, really good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and support mental health in our region. We really appreciate it.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
On Saturday evening, my boyfriend Will and I, we decided to go to the Newcastle show.
Oh, how romantic. Did you guys share an ice cream together?
No, you got a cup of chips.
You have a lick, I'll have a lick.
No, not quite. It was warm though, I have to say.
That's one of my favourite activities.
What, licking an ice cream?
You have a lick, I'll have a lick.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, moving right along. So let me just say this. If you didn't go, I would be surprised because that place was packed.
It was. I drove past on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
She were busy.
Oh, it was busy boy, right the way boy. Through, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were pumped up and yes. loved it.
Oh, they did. Oh, the amount of excitement that I could feel from all ages, like in the crowd. Yeah. Oh, my God. Lots of people were on the rides. There was at least two each of every ride, four each of every single Carney game.
Nice.
Like 16 billion food trucks. It was incredible.
Okay, so you had the chips.
No, he had the chips.
He had the chips. What did you have again?
Oh, I ate before I left.
Oh, you didn't have one single snack?
I'm very smart. I'm like, I'm going to eat before I go.
You know, the more I learn about you...
What?
The more I find out how frugal you are.
No, I'm not frugal.
Stingy?
No, I'm actually not stingy. I like to spend money on myself. But what things that I like... I said, I don't want kind of food. If I would, it would be probably a Pluto pup. But
isn't it snack heaven? Isn't that what you're all about? Is the snacks?
To be fair, I kind of felt a bit claustrophobic by the end of the evening.
Claustrophobic?
Yeah, no, that was that many people.
It's an outdoor area.
Exactly. That's how many people there were.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good for the show.
Oh, honestly, I even saw camels. They looked so happy.
Did you ride the camels?
No. This was like a racing of like a little race at the showground.
Do they have camel rides though?
No. Okay. They had pony rides, but they were too small for me.
You didn't ride the pony?
No, Will was just like, you totally would if you could. I said, yeah.
Is it like you can't be above this height or something?
I think so.
Was it the price?
Oh, no, I would have paid a mozza to ride a horse.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, no, honestly, it was incredible.
Oh, nice. I'm glad to hear it was a big success and you got to have a little taste of it.
I played the clowns.
Nice.
That's something that Will and I did, actually.
At really New FM's Sideshow Alley?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
That's the one. Yeah, it was like this kind of small version of the clowns. It's like the nostalgic ones. And we played three games together.
Did you win any prizes?
We did.
What did you get?
So he's like, okay, because I let him pick one of the prizes.
Teddy bear with a love heart?
Close enough. It was a Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
like it was
that's
a,
cute.
Yeah, it was a little plushie. But there was like four different types because like Stitch was holding a different thing. He was like, oh, get the one with the Coca-Cola can.
Nice.
So I said, I'm picking what he's holding. You'll never guess what I picked.
A horse.
Nah, I was like, let's get the Stitch holding a chicken drumstick. Chicken!
That's so you.
And then Will's like, That is such a you thing. I'm like, what is it, Will? And he's like, chicken. I'm like, that's it.
Nice. So if you like cuddle that at home now.
Yeah. Oh, I left it at his place, but I'm going to steal it back on Wednesday. He's like, you can keep that at your house. Like,
good plan. He doesn't want that thing at his house. Fair enough.
Nah.
Fair enough. Oh, I'm glad you had a good time and you won prizes.
Yeah.
What the show is all about. Hey, coming up next, speaking of prizes, your next chance to win, we've got tickets to Gene Kitson, part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival. If you want to get your mitts on those, we need to know, what was your unusual or valuable find?
Ooh.
Keep this number ready. 4967-4105. So you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. It's 20 to 8. Morning, everyone. 7:45, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Friday afternoon, we're getting ready to leave the studios. And footage just got like pops up on the TV of what looks like a missile on a beach at the Gold Coast.
Weird.
It was. They could only show, like, the footage from a long distance away because...
Yeah, I think it was a drone shot.
There was an exclusion zone, 100 metres. Nobody could get close to it. Mm. Everyone's freaking out. What is this thing? It was on... And I know they got really creative with the names of the beaches up at the Gold Coast. It was on Main Beach. So they were... Obviously, everyone's freaking out. What is this thing? What's happened? So, the military have said... Look, no need to panic. It was one of our training missiles.
Okay.
Training torpedo.
Armed? Not explosive?
I'm guessing okay. not. Anyway, the police were called early in the morning. They organised the exclusion zone. Defence Force have sorted out. They got rid of that thing.
Okay, good.
No big deal.
Great.
But it got us thinking, imagine if you're the one that stumbles across that. You're walking along the beach, Main Beach, up
going
at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, going for a jog probably because it was early in the morning. Then you see, whoa, that's a missile. That is a crazy find, right?
It was big too.
Yeah, real big. So we want to know, 4967-4105, what was your unusual or valuable find?
Ooh, this could be good.
Something that you found that is just unexpected, totally unexpected, mm-hmm. or super, super valuable. Have okay. you had any along the journey or someone you know maybe?
For me, it honestly wasn't something valuable. But, for example, before, like, all the development happened at Cameron Park, it used to be mainly bush. And I used to go for, like, cross-country runs up there, right?
Yeah.
Now, people would leave / dump random things in the bush. So, like, I think... Every week I'd find something different.
Yeah.
So this is my unusual finds. Like there was at one stage, you know, like those little shell kiddie paddle pool things?
Oh, yeah.
There was one of those, like on a shrub bush type thing.
Wow.
I've seen some dolls in trees.
That's
like,
weird.
Like strategically put, like just sitting there like
watching
looking down
you.
At you.
That's
as you
weird.
Run past. Yeah. Creepy. What else have I found? I've found tires. I've found a dress.
All
sorts of things, unusual finds in the bush.
That's it. Sometimes you can find stuff that's weird or unexpected, or valuable. A friend of mine was out like playing with his mates in this is primary school days.
Oh yeah,
in the bush near his house, they found this little like sack. They're like, what's this? It was very small, probably about the size of your palm.
Oh,
they opened it up, $3,000 worth of jewelry in there. A gold,
3,000?
Yeah, a gold chain, a couple of rings, some very, like a bracelet and stuff as well.
That was a bit of an oopsie leaving that though.
Well, yeah, they took it to the police and as they were wondering, you know, maybe it's like proceeds of theft or something.
Oh, could be.
6 months later, they get the call. Oh, just come pick it up. No one's claimed it. So there they go. They get that as a little bonus.
Cash money.
That's it. Speaking of cash, I had a friend once who was walking through a park and he just randomly saw like a bit of litter. And he goes, I'm picking that up. I don't like it. Okay. I always walk through here and I don't like to see rubbish.
Sure.
It was an envelope, had $1,000 cash in it.
Oh, shut up.
True. And he took it to the police station and he said, look, you know, he's worried like maybe a pensioner on pension day has got their money out and it's dropped it or something.
Yep.
6 months later, he gets a call, money's his.
Good karma.
Yeah, well, unclaimed stuff after 6 months, they'll just phone you up.
That's great.
It's yours.
Okay.
So, 4967-4105, what did you find that was maybe as valuable like that or maybe it was just weird and unexpected? Mm. Like the dolls or the missile, all sorts of stuff. What did you find and what was the story? Up for grabs today, we've got two tickets to Gene Kitson.
Yes!
This is an awesome comedian, very, like, OG comedian, part of Newcastle Fringe Festival. Get your rundown and all the details, newcastlefringe.com.au, or win two tickets to go see Gene Kitson. If you want to win them, call up now, 4967-4105. What unusual or valuable thing did you find? Would love to get your calls on the air. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM and asking the question on 4967-4105, have you found something unusual or valuable after a missile / well, it turns out to be like a defence thing.
Yeah.
A testing missile was found on a beach at the Gold Coast.
Wild. if you stumble on that.
Oh, it certainly is. You'd freak out, first of all.
Yeah, you'd
I
run.
Would be. I'd be running. They set up an exclusion zone 100 metres, and then they had to, I guess, you know, get everyone out of there. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was just like a training one. So all's well that ends well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Up for grabs today, a couple of tickets to Gene Kitson, part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival.
One of the many amazing performances to be had.
It certainly is. In Madawi, Gabby, what did you find?
Hey, so I'm quite short-sighted, so I know that as a kid I'd often fall if I wasn't watching the ground. So I found a lot of really good stuff because I'm always watching the ground.
Do you ever find anything valuable?
Yeah, a lot of valuable stuff. Probably a couple of $100 just over the years in $50 notes and coins and stuff like that. But I found a white gold necklace. I found a gold bracelet. I've always put them up and no one's ever claim them, so you know I found a lot of stuff.
Flog them down at Cashies, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Gabby knows that. What's up.
That's exactly right. Okay, to Gilliston Heights now. Hey, Zamba, what unusual thing did you find?
It was actually valuable. My partner and I used to live in Sydney, and in a car park, we found a really shiny necklace on the floor. It turned out to be a Bulgari necklace worth $9.4K.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you cash it in? What'd you do with it, Zamba?
No, I've still got it. We've kept it as like a little pass down to our daughter, I guess.
Yeah. Aww. So she can cash it in for the money?
Yeah. Probably. Everyone ends up at Cashies in the end.
Amazing.
That is an incredible. Nearly $10,000. That's a happy day, isn't it?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, I had no idea this existed.
Oh, what is that?
But here's a good little local treat for you.
Okay.
So, if you go on YouTube and search for Port of Newcastle Live Harbour Cam.
Live Harbour Cam?
There's a high-definition live stream of our harbour.
Since when?
I don't know.
What? How'd you stumble across that first?
Somebody sent me, a link to it. Guys, check this out.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think it's well known. I think it only started, last year.
Okay.
End of last year. So it's pretty new. Well, this is my understanding. It says stream started then.
Sure. Okay.
10 people watching it at the moment. I'm one of them.
Oh, there you go.
So not too well known. I just wanted to put it out there for people to check out. It's quite lovely.
Do you reckon it's for boat enthusiasts?
I don't know. No idea what it's Port of Newcastle runs it. Okay. So my guess is they've already got the camera up there, so they just linked it up to YouTube and away you go.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. It's very relaxing. Have a look at this. I'm putting it on the screen there for you to look at now.
Oh, it's quite big, quite vast.
Yeah, exactly. You get to see boats, I guess.
That's
or perhaps
really
somebody
cool.
on a, you know, paddleboard or something's going past or
look,
dolphins.
I'm around the Queen's Wharf area, Nobbies or whatever. I love to see a bit of a tuggy in the harbour.
Oof, do you now?
It's a tugboat. Crevo.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's really. It sounds like Pingu.
One more go at your tugboat impression.
It's not even close. I don't know what it sounds like. But yeah, tugboats are cool. I'd like to watch a tugboat come into the harbour.
Sure.
Without actually having to go to the harbour.
Show us your favourite tuggy.
Yeah.
There's also, you can also see, it's that good a quality.
Yeah.
I reckon you can see, you know that seal that likes to, you know, sit on top of that, floating buoy thing?
Yeah.
I think you could see that.
Oh, there we go.
It would be.
Hello, so, Roger. How are you going?
Exactly. So if you're wanting to, it's very relaxing, actually.
Yeah.
Very serene.
Okay.
If you don't have water views at your place, just get on there. Oh, my God. You can see the storm rolling in now.
It's Wait, actually.
Is
a storm?
Yeah. Where look at this. It's rolling in right now.
Oh, get your brollies out, y'all.
It definitely. Very, very serene and exciting. A Port of Newcastle live harbour cam. Search that thing on YouTube. It's so cool.
What a nice little addition.
It is.
Hey, coming up next, I'm going to reveal all. I'm going to talk about my Sydney trip yesterday, which I went to go see Michael Jackson, the musical at Sydney Lyric.
Took the train down.
Newcastle. The train was a nightmare.
It's a Newcastle tradition, that is.
Oh, it is.
8:06, you're waking up with the Novos, New FM. 8:14, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
coming up next as well, the oldest soccer player.
Yeah, his name is King Kazu. Mm. He's 58 years of age, playing professional soccer, and honestly an extraordinary human. So, of course, we're going to find out about him.
A bit of inspiration for your Monday. Okay, yesterday was my big day out in Sydney.
That's right.
Yep, went on the train.
Took the train down, you know, as the Newcastle tradition is.
Yes.
What station do you get on?
I actually go to Fassifern, yeah.
Do you?
It's easier for me to get to and from, like, my house.
From your house. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so go to Fassy. Yep. All the fun and love. It's a nice, such a nice part of the world there.
It is, actually.
Lovely people and stuff when you get on the train. Always someone to chat to. I like Fassifern.
Yeah, well, I just get on and read my book.
Yeah, fair enough.
Simple me time.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing that I didn't realise was, because I was like, oh, this timetable looks a bit weird. Track work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, to and from. So you better believe it was a struggle getting in and out of that city yesterday.
Nightmare.
So it threw me a bit. You know, changing stations like Epping and Strathfield, getting off at Martin's Place.
Oh, my God.
Full whirlwind,
yeah.
So it got off to a bit of a jaunty?
Jagged start. Disjointed start.
Thank you. So I just spent a few hours walking around, going to Pitt Street Mall, got myself some dumplings, which was nice.
Oh, nice. Lovely lunch.
Yeah, a bit of a gyoza, I think it was, actually.
They're the best. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, so I went to the Darling Harbour Quarter, went past the W because I was going to go down to the Vogue Cafe there, right?
That's right.
Get a cocktail.
You had a nice cocktail before the event. Mm-hmm. This is all in the plan.
So I walked past and I got a bit of imposter syndrome.
Why?
Because I looked at it, there was quite a few people at the Vogue Cafe, which is great.
Yeah.
But they had the red, carpeted rope. Right?
VIP
rope around the whole thing. And I'm
You're a classy lady. You're dressed up for the event.
I was wearing, little flat type of shoes. Oh, they weren't.
You could have gone in for a cocktail at what time?
$10 Sheen shoes. I don't think so.
So you didn't go in after all of that?
But what I did do, I was like, look, it's not an RE venue. So I ended up getting a little takeaway margarita, down the road. Hey, I've got it. It's from a wings place. Get your wings and your chips and get a takeaway margarita. So I did that. And
in a can, was it?
No, actually. It was in a plastic cup.
Same.
With one half wedge of lime.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but there was quite a few street performers out and about in the Darling Quarter. So I was I'll watch a couple of them. And I go and just sit alone on the steps.
Why didn't the boyfriend go with?
He's working.
Oh, fair enough.
He's always working.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I do all that. I sit and read a book. So then I walk to the Sydney Lyric Theatre. Now, this is where MJ the Musical was on. This is what I went down for. That's the one! Yeah, get a bit of MJ into your life, honestly. Now, this was the first matinee of the Sydney show.
Right, so this is big and you're at an exclusive event here, the first one.
Packed out.
Really?
So many people, and I could not tell you the range of age groups that went to this show.
Was it 0 to 99?
Pretty much. No, seriously.
Same as a Lego box, 0 to 99.
The young ones, the teens, the adults, all of us.
In the middle?
That's it.
All ages.
All ages loved it.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
So let me just tell you a little bit about it. Because I want people to go and see this.
Yeah,
this
nice.
This is not sponsored. No. So a jukebox musical this is, MJ the Musical, based on the life of Michael Jackson, of course. It focuses on his creative process prior to the Dangerous World Tour. It features flashbacks from the main performer being Michael that he has of his life at different ages. So when he was a kid starting out in the Jackson 5 to being a young adult in the Thriller era, all that type of thing.
So if you're a big Michael Jackson fan, this is one to go see, yeah?
Actually, even if you're not the biggest fan of his music, oh my God. You could feel the music in your bones. It was sensational. The set design, the lighting, the choreography and the transitions were seamless.
Nice. Now, you're a big musical theatre fan. We're getting it.
Okay, but let me just tell you this. So my favourite musical that I've ever seen in my life would have to be Chicago or West Side Story on stage. This is better.
Okay, you've heard it from Ari. Mm. So get your tickets and all that stuff. Obviously, don't miss it. It's going to be awesome.
Please don't miss it.
I'm sure it'll be there for a while, though, because sounds like it was a big success, yeah?
Yeah, it's running for a little while, but I cried 3 times. That's how good it was.
Really?
Oh. Oh, I was dancing in my seat, Crevo.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad you had a lovely time. To go to a great musical is always a top experience. So that sounds like one not to miss. Top of 26, cloud about today, a few showers. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Now we learn about a man called King Kazu.
Great little name.
I know. His real name, Kazuyoshi Miura. I hope I'm getting that right. I think I am. He's a Japanese soccer player who has been playing professionally since 1986. That is what? 38 years. He's still playing.
Are you kidding me?
He's 58 years of age, which is extraordinary.
What the hell?
He plays as a forward for Japan Football League at the club called Atletico Suzuka.
Atletico?
I guess. Atletico. Yeah, it is Atletico Suzuka. He's the world's oldest active player. And he's the oldest player to score in a professional match.
God, he's breaking some records, both biologically and through the game.
Through so many things. He played for the Japanese national team from 1990 to 2000.
Okay.
So 10 years at the, for the national team.
Great stint.
And he has this famous, like, dance called the Kazu Dance when he scores notable goals, which is awesome. It's just extraordinary for him to play this long. You'd know more than anyone as a soccer expert, really.
Well, a daughter of a soccer expert, yes.
Sure, about how extraordinary this is. Tell us about, like, what the forward position is.
Honestly,
I'm not really that much of an expert.
Well, the forward position in soccer on a pitch is basically your most prominent attacking role. They're the
you
forward.
You have to be fit, right?
Yes, you have to make really, like, long and short, sharp runs. You have to be able to kick it up into, like, fourth gear from first gear, right? So you've got to be able to sprint, you've got to, like, take off powerfully, and you've got to be able to score goals.
So he goes, like, it's even more extraordinary because actually his first, you know, stint as a professional was in 1982.
God damn.
He was 15 years old, and now at 58, he's still going. No signs of retirement.
Okay.
He's fully grey.
He's fully good on him.
And he's looks very fit. Honestly, it looks as fit as you can get.
Okay, so in my head, I'll tell you what's going on, Crevo.
Yeah.
So you've got this incredible man.
Yeah.
58, running around, looking fit as all anything.
Yeah.
Now, if you go towards kind of the grassroots look of football, right?
Yeah.
You've got all-age men's teams. They're still around.
Yeah.
You can be any age, hence why all-age.
Yeah, sure.
You're not looking like that. If you're in an all-age team, what you're doing straight after the game is getting a massive schnitty from the pub and a couple of pints of beer and
talking
just
about,
feeding that beer gut.
Yeah, and filling it up. Whereas I think the only thing, I think by the look of him, he's surviving on sashimi and perhaps water. And
bit
that's about it. Maybe a little bit of rice, but not too much because he is as fit as a fiddle at 58.
Gosh.
What a man.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I was catching up this morning on my Facebook feed, Crevo, because I've been off my phone for about 2 days now, which has
been
good.
Yeah, a bit of a refresh.
Yeah, so I was looking through my notifications on Facebook and a little event popped up. And it's got my brother's name on it. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. Now,
what's he up to anyway?
Well, she doesn't listen to the show, so I think I can get away with it.
Yeah.
So my sister-in-law, apparently she's having her 30th birthday coming up very shortly,
really?
Like in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he's doing something nice for her. Anyway, so I've been invited to a party.
Ooh,
so
fancy.
So she's down in Sydney again.
Like a black tie event, is it?
No, I'll tell you what the dress code is in a minute. But honestly, like, we're just going to, like, a really plain old brewery.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not as good as the Newcastle ones, and I'm not being biased.
No, definitely not.
So it'll be good. Like, all their basketball friends will be coming, I think. So, yeah, a nice little birthday
get
event.
Get together? Yeah, that'll be good.
Now, the theme. There's a theme. Of course there's a theme. It's to do with Sarah. Of course there's a theme. But it's one that I can get behind.
What is it?
Cowboy themed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because she's from Ohio.
Yeah, so have you got your cowboy hat now?
Now.
You've got one you can borrow, right?
I do.
What about, do you have chaps and spurs?
I'm not going to go that hard.
Right.
So I haven't actually finalised my Sheen order yet, which was going to be for the Scone Horse Festival and, like, the
That's
Sydney
right.
release a show for, like, my boyfriend's little events. But I think I have another reason to wear a bit of cowboy, cowgirl gear.
That's so good. See, I love wearing chaps.
Do you?
Yeah.
All the buttless chaps?
Just around the bedroom, around the house. They're the best.
Mostly for horse riding. Make sure you've got your windows closed if you've got to do that.
Well, sure, if you want.
Oh, you want to give Mayfield a bit of a show, do you?
Oh, God, nothing like wearing a pair of chaps. That's what I say.
Okay, well, I'll purchase some.
You should. You should.
It'll get the boys going.
Feel the enjoyment of wearing chaps is my advice.
Help us all.
Coming up next.
Yes.
A Newcastle cafe has done something completely unique.
Okay.
I've never seen this anywhere in the world. So, of course, we've got to talk about it next here at New FM. 8:42, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM and celebrating now a bit of innovation here in the Hunter.
Great.
I love it when Newcastle does stuff, then it just makes us look good because we're innovating and bringing new things to the world.
I guess so.
Shout out this morning to Lynch's Hub.
Oh, this is like the little cafe near Nobby's or?
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, you're in the right direction.
Okay, going towards Nobby's.
Yeah, so if you're going down Wharf Road towards Nobby's.
Got it.
So from the city, it's before Scratchley's.
Ah, yes.
You know, on the wharf there. It's on the same side as well in that park. It's kind of that weird shaped building. I think it's either.
Hexagonal.
Yeah, it might be hexagonal. I don't know. I haven't counted the sides.
Sure.
But it's not a square.
No, it's like a gazebo
sort of thing. Yeah, exactly. Now, Lynch's Hub, they're just like a normal coffee shop cafe with, you know, drinks and cold drinks. And they've got like, it looks like a quinoa bowl and a few other bits and bobs.
Lovely.
Good food, whatever. They've got good reviews. They're doing well. How's this video I saw of them, though? A bloke from there in the Lynch's Hub, like, T-shirt. Mm-hmm. He's got two coffees on a tray, a wooden tray.
Okay.
And then it's on a massive long pole. So it looks like something you would get like a really hot pizza out of an oven at an Italian restaurant, but longer.
Like the paddle, but
yeah,
the paddle.
So probably about, I'd say it's like 3 meters long. So
Whoa.
It's very long. Coffees are on that. Two little coffees perched on a little tray at the end.
He's balancing them?
Balance is great. This guy's all over it. He walks over down the foreshore footpath back towards the city, right?
Okay.
Out in the water is a tugboat.
Yeah.
He then puts the paddle out, the two coffees on there, and reaches out and gives the two coffees to the drivers of the tugboat.
So the guys have, like, come to the front of the boat and they're reaching for it.
They go out and pick up their coffees. How clever is that for a bit of water coffee delivery?
That's insane. So they don't have to get off the boat at all. They just have to kind of maneuver the boat as closely to the dock as possible.
Yeah, they don't have to get off.
Wow.
They just reach out, grab their coffees, and then put the money back on the tray. Job's done.
That's also a quick way of getting around, like, a lunch break or your 15-minute break or something like that.
Well, you're still on the job.
Yeah.
You haven't taken a break. You can save that for later.
The engine's still running.
Once again, Novocastrians, just innovators. We see a problem and we go, we've got a solution because we're from Newcastle. We get things done. 8:56, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM for your Monday.
Mm.
What's on for the rest of your day, Ari?
I think I'm going to have a bit of a snooze this afternoon.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted after the weekend.
It was a big weekend up and down to Sydney, all that sort of stuff.
Newcastle show.
Oh, that's right. You did that as well. You were flat stick, weren't you?
Clean the whole house.
All of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, we also need to award a prize before the end of the day.
Sure do.
And today, it is a fantastic prize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're doing a lot with the Newcastle Fringe Festival at the moment, which is awesome.
Being an official partner and all that.
Yeah, that's right. Jean Kitson, if you haven't heard of her, she's an awesome comedian. This is part of the Newey Fringe. 10 epic days, 235 electrifying shows.
Damn.
Program and tickets at newcastlefringe.com.au.
Honestly, the program looks quite interesting. It's expansive, I'll give you that.
There's a lot of different shows on. If you're wanting to go see her, obviously go buy tickets. Or you can get on the show and win tickets. We've got so many to give away from the Fringe today. Zamba from Gilliston Heights is winning the prize. We were talking about what you found, unusual, valuable, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Zamba had this story.
It was actually valuable. My partner and I used to live in Sydney, and in a car park we found a really shiny necklace on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be a Bulgari necklace worth $9.4K.
What?
That is extraordinary.
It is.
Nearly $10,000 just sitting there on the ground.
And it's still sitting there, apparently, in her house.
Yeah, that's it. She's going to keep it for now, she said. But let's also remember this part of the show.
What? It was an accurate response, I have to say.
I agree.
How else are you going to respond to that?
Nearly $10,000 worth of necklace found there. You're going to go,
what? Iconic Aria gear.
It certainly is. Have a lovely Monday, everyone.
Yes.
Congrats to Zamba from Gilliston Heights, our latest local winner here at New FM.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you tomorrow on the show.
Catch you then.